You are listening to Shulamit Imbir, Pedagogical Director of the International School for Holocaust Studies at Jerusalem's Yad Vashem, the World Holocaust Remembrance Center. Next week, we are marking 75 years since the liberation of Auschwitz. In another 25 years, it's going to be a century. We can't really expect the presence of many, if any, survivors by then. What will this do to Holocaust studies?
It's, I think, a very, very important question, because survivors shaped a lot of the Holocaust memory and the human story. So we were asking these questions already for the last 10 years, and the first thing I think we had to ask ourselves, what did survivors offer us in terms of Holocaust education? And I think the most important thing was the meeting with the survivor. Not only hearing his story, the meeting with the survivor, looking at him as a human being, hearing the story, as I said, life before the Holocaust and life after the Holocaust. And I think it was the question of creating empathy, and when you create empathy, you also create a kind of commitment afterwards. So the question is, how do we develop tools? I'll even say more than that. We won't be able to replace survivors. You know, people are trying today to build holograms, you know, of all sorts of survivors. I don't believe so much in that. You know, I think that the most important thing wasn't a hologram of survivor where he tells a story. As I said, the most important thing was the meeting with him as a human being. So we have to find materials that touch our students and that create this kind of empathy. And we already in the last few years are trying to develop kind of materials that are relevant and create this kind of empathy, and I think students will have to be much more involved in the projects, involved in learning. They will find to have ways to create themselves all sorts of projects. You know, we offer today students a lot of projects. We take all sorts of things from our archive, if it's documents, if it's all sorts of belongings that people brought to Yad Vashem to keep. And students do a lot of projects with these kinds of things. So I think the involvement of students and having relevant materials, but I want to be very clear, we have to be relevant but not trivialize things. You know, there's some things that we have to be very careful in using them for Holocaust education, but I think if we will find things that touch our pupils, create empathy, and from there there will be commitment for the memory, for the meaning of the Holocaust, this will be very important. And this is actually what we're trying to do when we won't be able to replace survivors. I think that has to be very clear. We will miss the survivors. We will miss the kind of, as I said, the meeting that we had with them. But we're trying to replace other materials that will be effective also.
Shulamit Imbir, thank you for joining me at the Media Line. I'm Lawrence Rifkin.